Good morning, Dodge Lane Motors.
Could you put me through to sales, please?
Putting you through.
How can I help you? Alan speaking.
The Bright Red One by Rennie Kropinski.
We have one in red, sir.
Red, eh?
A sort of bright red, sir. Immaculate throughout. 19,000 miles.
And, 3,450, you said. I'll come down.
I shall look forward to it, sir.
As to the fuel consumption, I couldn't really say, Keith. It is my first day here, and they've just thrown me in at the deep end with you, so to speak. But I do think the manufacturer's figures say it all.
Oh, they are impressive.
Aren't they? Yeah. Very important for the driver of today who wishes to be able to afford to be the driver of tomorrow. You understand my meaning, Keith? Now, we've been for a spin in the car, Keith. You don't mind me calling you, Keith, do you? Peter, my sales manager, likes everything on a personal level. So much healthier that way, don't you think?
Yes.
So, Keith, what do you think?
Well, it's a lovely car. It goes very well.
Yeah, they are marvellous machines, Keith. Now, I used to sell fridges and before that, greenhouses. It's all the same. You're not going to shift a commodity if the product can't cut the mustard. You understand my meaning, Keith? You can't buy these for love nor money. Well, obviously, you can buy them for money, but they are thin on the ground. People just won't part with them. Not round here, they won't at any rate. You know why? Because I can assure you, first day or no, the service at Dodge Lane is second to none. This dealership alone has won 7 gold awards for customer service. And this year, we won the award for the most outstanding forecourt display.
Very impressive.
I don't work for rubbish. It's more than my reputation as a salesman's worth. Meetek, our service manager, says to me first thing, he says, Alan, I pride myself on never letting a car out of my workshop with one visible or audible fault in evidence. What do you think of that?
Reassuring.
That's just what I thought. Meetek, I thought, Meetek, you're the kind of man I want to work with. With a man like Meetek as your backup, you sell with confidence. And do you know what else, Keith?
What?
You can buy with confidence. You're wise coming to a main dealer because there are some undesirables that give the trade a bad name. It was the same in fridges, and the backstabbing in greenhouses is impossible to parallel. Unless you go all the way back to Genghis Khan and his maniacal charge to conquer the northern shores of the Black Sea.
Really? Can we talk some figures?
Of course we can. Business rules, okay. Sharon?
What?
Not what, Sharon. Pardon. I'm with a client. Some coffee, I think. How do you want it?
White and one.
Two white and with.
Well, you'll need 10p piece and pray that no one's had the soup this morning.
Yeah, now, just take 50 and go and get change from somewhere. There. Beautiful chassis, eh, Keith? But not for the discerning. Understand my meaning? Right then, now, you've got the keys for your car, Keith, have you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, I'll go and powwow with Peter and see what kind of a deal we can come up with. Meanwhile, relax, enjoy the view, make yourself at home. Anything you need?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Of course you are. You're a man that fits in. It's going to be a pleasure doing business with you, Keith. A real pleasure. Ah, a crossword man. Banthorn, oh, very difficult. May I?
Well, I can't really get started today. It's that one down. Crux of the whole thing.
Well, let's see now. One down. Sultan of Egypt. Osode. Yes. Cockles and mussels. Alive, alive, oh.
I don't...
Seafood salad.
Seafood salad?
One down. Sultan of Egypt. Salad in, with the in out, and an anagram of Osode.
Oh.
Now, I've spoken to Peter, and I have to be honest here. I mean, you wouldn't respect me if I was anything else. If I tell you as it is, I've got to say, and I think you'd have to admit, now correct me if I'm batting into silly mid up here, that your car has seen its best days.
It's done very well for a 12-year-old car.
Yeah, the bodywork is sound, I know that.
The bodywork is sound?
Yes, 25 across is afternoon.
Afternoon, oh, of course.
Now, your car to us is worth about £50.
£50?
Yes.
£50?
Well, that's what we'd offer if you wanted us to buy your car. But luckily for you, you want to part exchange. Now, it just so happens, so fortunate you came in at this time, that on the model of your choice, we have a flexibility directive. In other words, I can put a smile on your face. Will you be wanting warranty? It's a special this month, 100 a year.
Well...
No small print, like a certain Oriental company I could mention. No names, no pack drill, honour among thieves. No, I'm only joking. More than one fault on the same part and you're whistling Dixie. No, ours is just straightforward, down-the-line common sense. I doubt you'll ever need it, but it's like a private medicine scheme. I can recommend it. Jean, my wife, and the two children, Daniel and Samantha. We're all members. I insisted. Who wants to queue up with the next man and die waiting for a cure when you could be in a cosy private room secured in the knowledge you're going to be well looked after? Well, it's exactly the same with a 2-year warranty. It makes sense, that's all. How's your finance?
Finance, I'm afraid.
No, don't be afraid, Keith. That's just what I wanted to hear. Now, will you allow me to juggle the figures for the finance company?
Yes, if
it... Flow with it, Keith, flow with it. Trust me, it'll all make sense before you can say fuel injection turbo sport. Now, let's see. 3450 for the car, 2 for the 2-year warranty, and 1 for the tax, giving a new total of 3750. Now, we're going to tell the finance company that we've given you 5 for your car. And that means we've got to stretch to our absolute limit, fit to bust. But it can be done. Trust me, I have the technology. You give me 250 as a deposit and a 5 in cash to hold the car until we get clearance, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that gives a new total of 2995 outstanding, giving an interest figure of 113420, which in turn gives a total debt of 412920 and a total credit price of 488420. How does that sound to you?
Like complete gibberish. What do my repayments work out at?
Right, dibble, dibble, dibble on the old magic moneymaker. Subject to approval, 114.70 per month over 3 years.
So, 250 as a deposit, uh-huh. And £114.70 a month over 3 years.
And the 5 a holding deposit.
And the 5 a holding deposit.
Yes. What shall we say then, Keith?
Let's say you've made your first sale for Dodge Lane Motors.
Let me shake your hand, Keith. Numero uno. Good man, Keith. I'll go and get the paperwork. Oh, by the way, 5 down is dugong.
Good morning, Dodge Lane Motors.
Good morning. Could I speak to Alan Singer in sales, please?
Putting me through.
Yeah.
Sorry to keep you waiting. You're through now, sir.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?
Good morning, Dodge Lane Motors.
Yeah, I've just been cut off. I was trying to speak to Alan...
Good morning, Dodge Lane Motors.
Hello?
Good morning, Dodge Lane Motors.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
And it just wouldn't budge. Operator.
I'm trying to get 221-6129. I got through, but we couldn't hear each other.
Trying to connect you.
Yeah.
I'll try the 221 exchange. It seems there's a fault on the 221 exchange, caller.
I can't get through then.
Not at the moment, caller.
Supposing there was an emergency.
Is this an emergency, caller?
Well, could I get through if it was?
Not really, caller.
And it doesn't really make any difference whether it's an emergency or not, does it?
I'm just doing my job, caller.
Are you?
Yes, caller.
The slump on the stock market is God's way of punishing you for privatisation. Goodbye. It's broken down. I've had to come here on the bus.
Keith, problems?
Nothing works but the cigarette lighter.
Dear, dear, and you don't even smoke. Oh, dear, this is not good. And from what I've learned in my brief time here, virtually unheard of. Sit down, Keith. Have you got the keys?
Nothing works.
Well, sadly, it happens to the best of them. But that's what we're here for. Now, I'll go and chew some fat with MeTech and find out what the procedure is. Can't learn it all in a week, can I now? And I can't have my very first customer upset now, can I? No, I can't. Sharon, coffee. I'll pay you back later.
Where is the car, Keith? Outside my house, in the gutter, very poorly.
No, and MeTech is the doctor. I am merely a lay practitioner. Sit back and relax. I'll get this sorted out in no time. Sharon, now! Not after your holidays! Did you get your coffee, Keith?
No, not yet.
Sharon!
What?
How many times, Sharon? Not what? Pardon.
Sorry, pardon. What do you want?
Coffee.
I
swear, if this goes on much longer, I shan't be responsible for my actions.
It doesn't matter about the coffee.
It does matter, Keith. It does. That's what we are fighting here at Dodge Lane, the don't-care attitude. That's why there's a major shake-up in the offing. That's why it matters you haven't had your cup of coffee.
What's happening about my car?
All in hand, Keith. Let me put you in the picture. Peter, my sales manager, was brought in to recruit people like me to put a rocket up the backside of this place. OK, we both know he's won awards, but complacency has put its ugly foot in the door jam. Look at the Roman Empire.
Look at my car.
Quite so. It's a hornet's nest here, Keith. I've even been accused of stealing the bread out of the mouths of the used car boys at the end of the forecourt for selling you the car in the first place. Ridiculous. Dodge Lane is Dodge Lane. And anyway, it was my first day. Now, this is just the kind of fuel that Meatek and Peter need to straighten this place out. If you've got a pile of dirty dishes, someone has to do the washing up. You understand what I'm saying, Keith? Of course, this is all strictly entre-nous, of course.
So what's the situation with my car?
Meatek is having words with the cronies that serviced your car before it went out and has just sent Davy, who really does know his onions, off in the pickup with your keys to bring the car in for repair. Now, how's that for efficiency?
Has he gone already?
I saw him drive out himself.
Oh, that means I've got to go home on the bus.
You could have gone with him, stupid of me. Oh, but every cloud, as they say, as fortune would have it, I have a little present for you. I subscribe to a club, Advanced Puzzles Monthly. They send out photocopied sheets of puzzles, crosswords, conundrums, logical thought progressions, that sort of thing. Real stinkers. Now, here. Have some. Now, I've got enough to keep me on it till Christmas.
Well, I am...
Yes, take them, Keith. It's all right. It's the least I can do.
Okay.
Now, shake you my hand, Keith. I'm embarrassed about all this. Shake my hand and accept my apology. Pop in tomorrow afternoon. It'll be ready then. I'll stake my reputation on it. Oh, I'll be with you in 10 seconds maximum, madam. Now, if you'll excuse me, Keith, I've got to try and earn a crust. Now, madam, lovely cars. Have you been made aware of the special on the diesels for this month only? Sharon, coffee?
Wait! Wait! Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Kind Bus Driver. Oh, damn, it's ages till the next one. Oh, I don't believe this. Oh, well. Advanced Puzzles Monthly. Prepare to meet your match. Oh, no, I haven't even got a pen.
Meatek tells me it was the starter motor. Fused everything. Could happen to a Rolls Royce. I heard a story of a chap with a Bentley. Had it 2 weeks and had this continuous squeaking he couldn't get rid of. Garage took the whole thing to pieces only to discover that the head on his nodding dog on the back shelf needed oiling.
Amazing.
Fancy putting a nodding dog in a Bentley. No such problems for you, eh, Keith? We don't do nodding dogs. Anyway, one new starter motor, a handful of fuses and Bob's your uncle. Any more problems, queries and the like, fingers crossed, touch wood. Only joking. Don't hesitate to call, Keith. Always glad to hear from you. The car's down the back.
Good morning, Dodge Lane Motors.
Could I speak to Alan Singer in sales, please?
Putting you through.
How can I help you? Alan speaking.
The near side wheel arch has fallen off and oil is pouring out of the engine.
Ah, Keith, problems then?
My car is falling to pieces.
You better bring it in, Keith, so we can take a look at it. Take it straight to Meatek. I'll tell him you're coming. Oh, and bring the wheel arch with you, eh?
A new sump gasket, Mr. Somerville.
Huh? Yeah. And the wheel arch?
Sometime they come loose.
And it's all fixed?
It's running very well, Mr. Somerville, very well.
Good morning, Dodge Lane Motors.
It's Keith Somerfield here. Could I speak to Alan Singer in sales?
Putting you through.
How can I help you? Alan speaking.
It's Keith Somerfield.
Ah, Keith, what can I do for you?
I've just got back from London on the motorway. I've just filled up and I had to put 7.84 gallons in. I've only done 214 miles, even with my appalling math. That's a terrible fuel consumption.
Well, let's see now. 214 divided by 7.84, that gives you an MPG of 27.29591836.73.
That's appalling.
No, it's not too hot, I must admit. Are you sure about the mileage?
Positive. I checked deliberately.
Well, bring it in and we'll take a look at it. I'll tell Meatek to expect you.
And it's all ready, then?
All ready, Mr. Somerfield.
And it'll do more than 27 miles to the gallon?
We put it on machine, and it's registering an average of 39.7.
But the manufacturer's figures quoted as doing 53 to the gallon.
Mr. Somerfield, you mustn't take too much notice of the manufacturer's figures. They don't mean a lot when all's said and done.
don't mean a lot.
They're set under best conditions.
But that's one of the reasons I bought the car.
Every driver drives different, Mr. Somerville. Try lighter on the pedal, Mr. Somerville.
Lighter on the pedal.
I give the thorough inspection and seem like a good, tidy little car to me.
Hours of happy motoring. Oh, well, it beats the bus.
Keith, a funny noise has developed in the engine.
Really?
It sounds like a lot of hamsters enjoying a bumper harvest.
Meatek's gone home, I'm afraid, Keith.
Then you come and listen to it.
I suppose if one uses one's imagination, puts oneself in a rural setting, the noise indeed could be representative of, as you say, hamsters enjoying a bumper harvest.
What is it?
Could be any number of things.
Try one.
Do you think it?
Oh, that sounds serious.
Yeah. Now, look, Keith, there's nothing I can do about it now. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll keep the car for a couple of days, and just to show our good faith, we'll give you a hire car at no charge whatsoever until yours is shipshape and Bristol fashion. As I said.
Well...
As I said, Keith, correct me if I'm wrong, we are here to help. Your problem is our duty to put right. Now, come and sign a form for the hire car. How are you doing with the conundrums?
Good afternoon, Dodge Lane Motors.
Yes, I'd like to speak to your managing director, please.
Who's calling, please?
Mr. Somerville.
Putting you through. I'm afraid Mr. Roper is in a meeting at the moment. Can I help you?
Yes, I bought a car from you 2.5 weeks ago. Since I've had it, the starter motor has packed in and blown all my fuses, the wheel arch has fallen off, oil has poured from the engine, the fuel consumption went down to 27 miles per gallon, and today, having just got home after the car has been in your workshop for 3 days having its gear linkage repaired, the noise that was diagnosed as the gear linkage has returned, oil is pouring from the engine, and the wheel arch is coming loose again.
I'll put you through to someone who can help you.
Thank you.
How can I help you? Alan speaking.
I shouldn't be sitting here, should I?
No, indeed you should not. This is indicative of what I was saying the other week. Coffee?
No, thank you.
Meatek is pulling his hair out with some of the Herberts in that workshop. They wouldn't know their arse from their elbow if you unscrewed it, painted it bright red and stuck a Union Jack on it.
With respect, that is not my concern.
Quite so, but you have to look at it from our point of view.
Why?
Because this is just as distressing for us as it is for you.
Please explain the logic lying behind that.
Our reputation, simply.
I want another car.
A hire car, Keith? No problem.
I don't want a hire car. I want another car.
You are putting me in a very difficult position, Keith.
Will it get me another car?
Well, I don't see how it can.
Then what can I do?
Bear with us.
Will it do any good?
We are going to take the car from you for the week. Go through it with a fine-tooth comb, put right anything, and I mean absolutely anything, give you a free tank of petrol, and return it to you like the day it came off the assembly line. And I must say, you're being a gentleman about the whole affair.
Thank you. I feel like screaming.
Oh, it does no good coming in here screaming your head off, because at the end of the day, all you'll get is the best service we can offer, that and a sore throat. And who wants a sore throat? That was the point. I sold you the car, remember? I feel like screaming too. But I want you as a valued customer. I want you to come back next year and on and on. Now, Keith, sign this, and I'll sort you out a hire car and leave the rest to us. Yeah, now, take one of our pens. It's got our name and number on, just in case you ever need to call.
Good morning, Dodge Lane Motors.
This is Keith Somerville here, British Telecom's most valued customer, the man who knows your telephone number backwards in his sleep. Alan Singer, please.
Putting you through.
How can I help you? Alan speaking.
The red lights come on in the hire car.
Keith?
The temperature gauge has gone past the danger limit. The radiator has boiled over.
Yeah, that's the fan belt, Keith.
Yeah, that's what I thought, so guess what I did?
What, Keith?
I went to open the bonnet to check, and guess what?
I dread to.
I'm standing here with the bonnet release handle and cable in my hand.
Oh.
Oh, indeed.
No problem. I'll send a mechanic out to you. Where are you?
Keir Avenue.
Ah, you're not at home then, Keith?
No, I'm not at home.
Ah, and Keir Avenue, yes, where is Keir Avenue, Keith?
In Edinburgh.
Edinburgh?
Edinburgh. EH9. 9EU.
Ah, Keith, you got back all right then?
Well, if you mean that only being 18 hours late, having a minus quota of sleep and a plus quota of frustration is all right, then yes, I got back all right.
I think you're making mountains out of molehills, Keith.
Do you? Do you indeed?
What, the car's all ready. Meetek's been on it every hour that he could, personally. We set aside other jobs giving your car preferential treatment. And here you are, picking it up one day ahead of schedule.
Oh, would that I could and hurl it off a cliff.
That's the spirit. Keep your sense of humour. It's what makes the world go round, eh, Keith? The car is 101%, trust me.
101?
Yeah, 101%. It's round the back. Remember, Keith, we here at Dodge Lane are your friends.
Good afternoon, Dodge Lane Motors.
This is the most miserable man in the world wishing to speak with Alan Singer in sales.
Putting you through.
How can I help you? Alan speaking.
I've just been to the car wash.
Is that Keith?
The man with the 101% car, yes.
You took the car to the car wash, you say?
I didn't say that. I've just been to the car wash. True, the car came with me, but unfortunately, the four coats of paint, the under-sealing and the six-year anti-corrosion warranty couldn't plan for the total inadequacy of the door seals. I've just been showered, foamed, showered again, and I only just missed being waxed by driving out when the roller was up. I am now dripping all over the carpet.
Did you leave the window open, Keith?
No, I did not leave the window open. I am not a complete moron. What have I just said to you? Did I say that I'd left the window open? No, I did not. I said that the water came in through the door seals.
Well, bring it back and we'll take a look at it.
Is that all you can say?
What else can I say?
How would you feel if this had just happened to you? What would you be doing? Would you be sitting on the end of the telephone, placidly listening to a heap of platitudes churned out repeatedly for the unfortunate?
This conversation's getting us nowhere, Keith.
What? What? Are you seriously saying that this conversation is getting me nowhere? Are you seriously saying that?
Keep a sense of proportion, Keith. There's no point in losing your temper.
All right, that does it. I want my money back. You can have the car. I'm ending the agreement. That's it. Finish. Finito. Caput. I've had enough. You are witnessing a man snapping on the telephone. I'm coming in now. If you go out, I'll wait for you. Any customer I see, I shall tell my horror story to. Any car I see there, I shall kick. Any advert for it I see on the way, I shall deface. Am I making myself clear?
Pretty clear, yes. But just let me say this, Keith. I think you're getting a little overwrought.
Oh!
It can be fixed, Keith.
I don't want it fixed, Alan.
What do you want, Keith?
My money back, Alan.
My hands are tied, Keith.
By what, Alan?
By the law, Keith. You signed an agreement.
You sold me a machine that is blatantly faulty, Alan.
Which we are prepared to repair free of charge, Keith.
That's not a solution, Alan. You can't cure the terminally ill.
I've always done my best for you, Keith.
Then do it one more time, Alan.
Would that I could, Keith.
Excuse me.
What? Are you thinking of buying one of these?
Well...
Don't bother. I've got one. It's rubbish. It's always being repaired. I'm scarcely away from this place now. Is that the kind of life you want with a car?
Yes.
No. Are you sure?
You must be joking. I wouldn't sell one of these to my worst enemy.
Yes.
Go by taxi. It's far less trouble.
Can I help you, sir?
And he's the man that sold me my heap of junk.
Sir, may I test drive back to the... Sorry, no.
I shall have to ask you to leave, Keith.
You'll have to make me, Alan.
Let us try and sort this out sensibly, Keith.
Oh, let us, Alan.
You don't really want us to cancel the agreement.
It's nothing but trouble. I have no faith in you, the car, Dodge Lane Motors, or Meetek and his mechanics.
I am very sad to hear that, Keith. We could buy the car back from you, but then you'd lose a considerable amount of money.
Why?
Number of owners, past history, time of year, slump in the market.
Just cancel the agreement. It's simple.
It isn't simple. However, we can replace the door seals. That is simple.
I want something better.
You have forced my arm, Keith. Look, I'll tell you what. Leave it with me a couple of days. I'll talk to Mr. Roper and Peter and see what we can come up with between us. A solution that will make us all happy.
Yes, like cancelling the agreement.
Leave it with me, Keith.
Just for the record, I'm driving home in a sopping wet car, angry and dissatisfied. I shall be back in 2 days' time when something will be done, come hell or high water. 2 days, Alan. 2 days.
Yeah. Oh, Peter, I think we've got a little problem. It's that Summerfield chap. I think we'd better have a meet with Roper. Yes, he's coming back in 2 days. Oh, no, leaks, electrics, pitted little things, nothing major. He's become a real pain. Oh, must go, Peter. Commission approaches. Oh, no, it's him. He's coming back. Sorry, talk to you later.
Hello?
Yes, Keith.
The brakes have just gone.
What?
I said the brakes have just gone. My foot went straight to the floor. I only didn't hit anything because I was barely moving.
Right. Let's have a feel then, Keith.
You see?
Well, to be frank, Keith, I don't. It's biting now.
Oh, you mean 7 out of 10 isn't a bad average?
I don't think there's anything to worry about. But if you wish, I could drag Mitek out from whatever he's under just now to get him to test it.
I wish.
And that is my command. Right. I will go and get Mitek, get him to test drive it. If you would like to get in the back, I shall be waiting.
Hello, Mr. Somerfield. Having some problems, are you?
Oh, you know, just my normal day at Dodge Lane.
The seat's all weather, Mr. Somerfield.
Yep. I must talk to you about that, Mitek.
It's a pity you're not a lane dealer for amphibious vehicles. I talked to your managing director about that. There's a whole market you're missing out on. I'd buy one like a shot, if I was ever thinking of washing the car.
Ah, sticks and stones. Now, come on, Mitek. I've got customers in there.
Off we jolly well go, then.
Ah, that's a good solid break you got there, Keith.
Seems fine to me, Mr. Somerfield.
As I said, King.
How do you explain the fact that the pedal went straight to the floor, then?
Could be the water from the car wash.
Wash, leather and soap, such is my recommendation, King.
Oh, I do not believe what I'm hearing.
Your brakes are perfectly good, Mr. Somerfield.
But how do you test them once more, Mitek? Just so that Mr. Somerfield is satisfied. Now, give it a few emergency stops up and down the forecourt.
Okay.
Good. Perfectly sound. Now, what do you think, Keith?
You think I'm making all this up, don't you? It's not funny. There is nothing whatsoever funny about this car. Nothing.
Indeed, there isn't, Keith. Now, are you satisfied that your brakes work?
No, I just want to
know. Mitek, once more, just for luck. Now, you see, Keith, your problem is my problem. Never let it be said that we here at Dodge Lane don't give our customers service. Once more, if you please, Mitek. Now, pull up in front of mine over there. Hit the brake, Mitek.
I am hitting the brake hard.
Don't hit my car. You're going to hit my car. Swerve.
I'm swerving.
You're going to hit the new deliveries. No. Not towards mine. Mitek. No.
Die, you bastard, die. Go to the great scrapping in the car.
The wall! Not the wall!
I've got to stop!
Find the showroom window! I thought the whole window was going to go.
I'm free! It's a wreck! I'm free! Oh, there is a God! Oh, thank you, Alan! Thank you, Mitek. Oh. Thank you, God. I'm free. Yeah.
Hello.
Mr. Somerfield?
Yes?
Hello, it's Sharon from Dodge Lane Motors. I have a call for you, putting you through.
Keith?
Alan?
Good news, Keith. We fixed it. It's all ready for you, gleaming like the day it came off the assembly line. Keith? Are you there, Keith? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Goodbye. In the Bright Red One by Renny Krupinski. Alan was played by John Badley and Keith by Renny Krupinski. Sharon was played by Camille Coddery. Mitek by Paul Gregory, and the secretary by Caroline Gruber. The director was Janet Whittaker.